Hello everyone, my name is Sam and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's challenge comes from the video called How to Find Fulfilling Work. So this video talks about how to find a job or a career that is fulfilling to you, that is good for your soul and not just for your wallet. And anyway, let's get on to our sentence. The idea that work might be fulfilling rather than just painfully necessary is a striking recent invention. So today it's just one sentence, but I think it's a very good sentence with some good words and also some good meaning behind it as well. So the first word we're going to look at today is fulfilling. Fulfilling. And the emphasis is on the fill. Fulfilling. And fulfilling means 能实现个人抱负的, which is kind of a long definition, that translation, but I think it's pretty accurate. It kind of, the way I see the word fulfilling is I see it as being more of an emotional or psychological idea. You know, for example, if your work is fulfilling, it has nothing to do with the money that you're making or the opportunities or anything like that. It just has to do with how you feel about it. If it makes you feel more complete as a person, or if it makes you feel like you're accomplishing something, it's kind of more the psychological or emotional side of work. And so the next word is fulfill. Fulfill. And once again, the emphasis is on the second syllable. Fulfill. And the word fulfill can be translated as 实现 or 履行. So for the word fulfill, you could say, for instance, you can fulfill your promise. So 实现诺言, you could say, to fulfill one's promises. And our next word is rather. Rather. And the emphasis is on the first syllable, the ra. Rather. And in this case, rather is an adjective, which means 相当 or 颇. And the word rather, it has a very similar meaning to the word very, but it feels perhaps a little bit more formal. But still very similar in meaning. You could say, this shirt is rather big, or this watermelon is rather sweet, or anything like that. And the next word is also rather, because rather is a homonym. And a homonym is, in Chinese, is a 破音字, because rather has more than one meaning. So in this case, in the video, it has the meaning of 相当 or 颇, but it can also mean 宁可 or 宁愿. And that's why I've also compared it to the next word, prefer. Prefer. And for these two words, I think in meaning they're very similar, but I would say that the word rather has slightly more of the meaning that you have to choose. For instance, if you're choosing between two good things, such as chocolate or vanilla, you could say, I like chocolate, but I prefer vanilla. But in the case of rather, you could say, I don't want to go to work today, but I would rather go to work than be at home sick. So that means, you know, the going to work is not a good thing, in my opinion, but being home sick is even worse. So I would rather go to work. So I think in Chinese, 宁可 or 宁愿 is much more similar to rather, whereas prefer has to do with one's preferences and means that you like one thing more than the other thing. And next we have the word painfully. Painfully. And the emphasis is on the first syllable. Pain. Painfully. And painfully is an adverb which means 强烈的 or 痛苦的. And in this case, it actually doesn't mean that something is painful, in that it doesn't mean that anyone is being caused physical pain by this. But saying that it is painfully necessary, it means that it is extremely necessary. So it's saying the idea that work might be fulfilling rather than just being very, very necessary is a strikingly recent invention. And our next word is painful. Painful. And the word painful does actually mean that something hurts. So you could say, I went to the beach yesterday, and my sunburn is very painful. And that is actually true. I went to the beach this weekend, and my sunburn is very painful. And the next word, I think, which often gets mixed up with the word painful, is the word hurtful. Hurtful. The emphasis on both these words is on the first syllable. Painful and hurtful. And they are both adjectives. Painful means more about physical pain, whereas hurtful, I would translate personally as 伤人的. So, for example, my sunburn is painful, but if someone says something really mean to you, you can say that is hurtful. But if if you step on something sharp, you can't say it's hurtful, but you can say it's painful. And if you're wondering if you can say painful in the place of hurtful, I think if you use the word painful for non-physical things, so for example, your girlfriend broke up with you and you say that it is very painful. It sounds quite extreme. It sounds very exaggerated, as if it's just so unbearable that you feel physical pain from it. So in general, you'd say that if it's something someone said or anything that's not physical pain, you would say that it's hurtful and not painful. And now our last two words for today's pronunciation challenge are strikingly and astonishingly. So the word strikingly, it has the emphasis on the first syllable, strike, strikingly, and it's an adverb that can be translated as 显著的 or 显目的. And our last word is astonishingly, astonishingly, with the emphasis on the second syllable, the ston, ston, astonishingly, which is also an adverb. And the reason I put these two words together is because I feel that they are interchangeable in this sentence. So you could also say the idea that work might be fulfilling, rather than just painfully necessary, is an astonishingly recent invention. So, of course, if you change the word strikingly to astonishingly, the word A has to change to the word N so that you don't have two vowels in a row. But the word astonishingly would also work in this circumstance. It's basically saying that this is a fact and it's true, but it is very recently and surprisingly recently, strikingly recently, or astonishingly recently that we actually realize this. So in the video, they say it's a strikingly recent invention. But you could also say it's an astonishingly recent invention. So that's it for today. I hope everyone learned something, and I'm looking forward to reading all of your comments and listening to your recordings. Good luck with this one, and I will see you on the next one. Bye.